even though the Mekel is looking with the Messiah. So then, and it's also the Psalm. So then I come to everybody that they can constitute the protection and feel the Mekel, but we still have to resort to implicate. And that's the reason why we are not making all this, because we are not good team in that kind of way. So the Hill, which has a famous sense by Mekel, who is like, in the Messiah kind of, Suppose the woman has ulcers. Is it rape or it's not rape? Now again, is in order to be rape, so there has to be a naked. There has to be a naked in the womb or cholapoches. It has to be in such a condition alone that a naked is bound to occur by itself. So, I suppose, why does the Gemara have a shaila? In other words, because if you find the ulcers in the womb, so many times, the ulcers in the womb culminate in the naked. But not all the time. So that's the shaila. Helps us more chimal. In other words, do we say it's not how it is? It's not the shaila it is. In other words, of course, ulcers in the womb represents a certain disease now, and so that means the lung is not in a good condition. But sometimes the ulcers culminate in naked, and sometimes they don't culminate in naked. So the question is it considered like a naked in the area on account of the fact that sometimes the smoking the ulcers culminate in naked or not? That's the shot. Helps it's more in our Omer the chair. So he says the kashi, we hold Omer the chair law. If helps it's more in, how many so for the reason? The Muhammad says, Shasir and Maxneke, Mashim Ki, if you just have smoking, also in the law, and you, it's not joined to, and it's not joined to the day to the rib, so then it's not symptomatic of any neck, or the best neck, or even of the people, on the chair. Omalei, so Rav Galo Vachone said, Rami Emakei, Elo Shah Dalmidim, Dalmidim, or they has it. The Omer Rav Masne, Maye Mugle Treifo, Maye Mzakim Sheo, in other words, because an ulcer has pus. So, and since Rav Masne said that where it has pus, so then it's Treifo, so the melee, every ulcer has pus. So the melee should be traitor. Amalei. So Shmuel said, Ayin bechudim. Where do we say that if it has an ulcer, it has pus? So then it's traitor, that's only in the key. So you see, in the dominant traitors. On one hand, so a long is more homo than a key. A long, just a naked. If part of the lung is taken out, so it's not painful. The kidney, so in that case, the kidney is not painful. Only in the leaven shepherd, in the special area, the mokim achritz, so of the kidney. Otherwise, in that case, in the kidney, there's not much pain. But that's one aspect, that's one side of the coin. But the other side of the coin is just the reverse. Let's say, in the lung, if you have ulcers, but no naked. So it's chemo, even though the ulcers help us. In kidney, if it has ulcers, and it has pus that is not clear fluid, so then it's like. So my movement, my language, I'm a lay, so she will say to him, how you behold me? It's more him, how you move. Itma, Kavitzor Bayeze Vavakos, who passed the Rabbi Yomiev, the Shukadita Boch. So, Avitzma Yosef was walking with Rabbi Yirmiyah in the market of the butchers. Chazinon Lahanoch, so the market of the butchers, so he had all kinds of meat outside, show. So there were lungs. The kind of tzmocha tzmocha. Kind of tzmocha tzmocha. So it saw there in the market lungs with ulcers on them. Omalei. So he saw this by Yitzhak Tetra Mirye. We'll buy a marmitze. So you don't want to buy meat? Why are you asking that question? So Rashi explains it. He was interested in knowing the meat. So, we'll buy a marmitze. Omalei. So Rabbi Yirmiye said to him, let's leave it. I don't have any change. I can buy it. In other words, he didn't want to commit himself. The Mirye deduces a certain aloha, a certain aloha in their hearts from this above. So he didn't want to commit himself. The real business why Rabbi Yirmiye didn't want to buy, because he didn't want to eat bosa or the behime, the lungs of which have also. But he didn't want to say it. He didn't want to say it because so many amroim held that an offering is not chayfo, so maybe it's chayro, so machmas deracheretz, machmas kovet, for all those amroim who held that it's kosher, so he didn't want to mention the real reasons why he's not buying these loans. And he said something else, so he gave an excuse. I don't have any change. Omrei akun amr. But he tried to find out how it's about himself. So he said, I'll make sure that they should sell you the loans or the bosa of the behemoth that had that kind of loan on credit. Akron, Omalei, my headlock, so he saw I cannot, give him any terutzi. So my headlock, the chiosa will come to Rabbi Yechon and Mishadu will come to Rabbi Yehuda, the Rabbi Shimon, the Meire, they, Mishmei to Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, the Meire, the Meire is Spiral. In other words, Rabbi Yechon, whenever such a shayla was presented before Rabbi Yechon, the loans, it also, so Rabbi Yechon didn't want to pass him one way or the other. So what did he do? What he knew that the Asom Mechachoni who passed for Heter, so whenever someone came, let's say if a butcher came with a shayla or the loans also, so he sent him to this Amira, to that Amira. In other words, he knew that they passed the letter, but he himself didn't want to pass. In other words, he had some choshes, Rabbi Yechanan. So because of that, so Rabbi Yirmiye, since Rabbi Yechanan did not want to be made a heter for a loan that has mochim, that has ulcers, So Rabbi Yirmiye didn't want to be made a heter either. So that's why what he didn't want to say, I don't want to eat it. Because that would be the heretz for all the unholy who are matir. So that's why he looked for Teruzi. I don't have money, this, that. But then finally, when he was pressured by Rav Yitzchak by Yosef, so he told him the real reason. I think that the Miri mentions the halacha in the heretz. Is we need a dark cookman test. Domo Sherobu Matiro, Umikzas Yahidi Maisri, Rome Ezeminam Shochi Macharin Ser, Shaloi Mahmas Raye, Avakinim Shah Achrov Mahmas Xides, Mira Shaloi Miskaya Bikach, Lifnei Anea Gmehet, Maise Oyo Beachod Minachachomi, Shoyonei Kiderer Zei Iser Bereye Shel Sobuez, Voyoida Vishuka Tabochi, Im Havere, כניריקניס בוסו, ולמוצו אלו מזוי, וישועו חבירי, היך לא יורקח ממנו? מהלם לי כמנוסי, והישי, שאין לי מויס מצוי מחשו, משום למד מגלקי, שהחוכם הניתה לי איסה, בדובו שרובו מתירו, והוא נשאר על איזה דובו, שרשוי אלוהים על אישו שמילך לפעמים לחוכם שיודע בישי יתרם ויש ויש לי שאין לי השאפו בעצמי, יוכלים על אינישאו, פלני ופלני גרוע, ואינישאו זית לחלי סיצ'ולה והתר, אבל כשהוא עצמי נהיתן לי זה. אני מנסה, כי תסתור לבעל רב חיים הלוז'נוס, ואת רב חיים הלוז'נוס, זה סלישאיר, אני סרטן תלמי הלוז'נוס, let's say, he forgot to say Talmud. So Rav Chaim Volozhiner always liked, you know, to evade answering the child. And the Talmudim didn't understand. I mean, Rav Chaim Volozhiner had Talmudim, the Deir Yisrael, Yankel Kalina, I mean, the Nachlas Dovi. I mean, the Deir Yisrael, the real giants. So they couldn't understand. I mean, such a simple child, I mean, everyone knows, I mean, that if you forget our motto, so you have to dumb over again. But Rav Chaim Volozhiner always agreed. So then one of the Talmidim once asked him why he found all kinds of excuses not to give him an answer. So many times, if there was another role for Volozhiner in those days, so he said, as that thought, he didn't want to pass. So one of the Talmidim asked Rav Chaim Volozhiner, why he doesn't want to pass for such a simple child? I mean, you don't take, I mean, even one who is not around knows the answer that you have to dumb over yet. So Rav Chaim Volozhiner said, because the shita of the Rosh is that it doesn't depend upon the time when that soil we need rain, but it depends upon the particular place. So the melee in Balochi itself, so in the certain months in the winter, when rain wasn't needed, that's the sheet of the Rosh. In other words, let's say, in Ninveh needs motto other seasons of the year, not the same time that the soil or bobber needs motto. So the Rosh says, so according, so those who live in Ninveh, they have to say Talmoto, let's say in the summertime, according to us. But all the other Rishayim are Chimut and the Rosh. So because of that, since there is a Shittes of Rishayim, that you don't have to at all, it's a question of saying Golden Broches in the Shnesre, so he didn't want to pass. But the passing you don't. So the Chaim Rosh himself, if it ever happened, that he didn't say, I don't know whether it ever happened to him. So he wouldn't daven over again. But he didn't want to pass. So it's again, it's because of the same halacha. So what does it really say? So, v'nisha oisi lovo. So, and that chochem has certain sreikes, has certain misgivings. So there, he cannot tell him it's osea just because he has certain misgivings when all the poskim are matter. So then he can tell him, Leich l'plei chochem. And then, v'yish l'sheim meya, sha'afu bi'atzmei, yochalei ma'al u'nishal, plei u'plei t'ruh. Now, something like that, I noticed my father's a chen u'vach. Reb Chaim had a psak, l'gabei, let's say, dar alochis, the psak in Shulchan Aruch is, that if, let's say, I'm b'shchedesh, you forget Yahweh b'yohei, you forget Yahweh in Yom, so you have to daven over it. But suppose you forgot Yahweh in Yom in Shachis, and then you already davened Musaf, so you don't have to daven Shachis over again. That's the Pesach of Mishachanon. But so everybody passes that way. Let's say, suppose you daven in Yishuv, and someone forgot Yahweh in Yom in Shachis, and he reminded himself just before the Tzibur, is starting to daven Musaf, and if less Kishayla, so what will every Rav pass? We pass him. You didn't daven Musaf this yet, daven Shach is over again, and then you daven Musaf. But Rav Chaim was made, he held that since in case where you already daven Musaf, so he doesn't have to daven Shach is over again. So that's a raya that even though he forgot Yahweh Yovei, it doesn't mean that the Shinesre was no Shinesre. Because if the Shinesre is no Shinesre, so what avail of what significance is the fact that he already davened Musaf? He didn't daven Shachris, so Suppose someone didn't dump shachis on his chedesh, but he dumped musa. And then less, Ishaila, should I dump shachis? Of course, the answer will be, you have to dump shachis. Just because you dump musa, it doesn't mean that you don't have to dump shachis. So the question is, so in the case where he did dump shachis, and he didn't say Yahweh Yahweh, he didn't say Yahweh Yahweh, so, but he already dumped musa, and then he reminds himself, after he dumped musa, he didn't say Yahweh Yahweh shachis, so why do we tell him, don't dump shachis over there? So it's a raya that even when he doesn't say Yahweh Yahweh, the Shemesre is a Shemesre. The Shemesre is a Shemesre. But, he didn't say Yahweh Yahweh. Some may even say he wasn't Masker Shredesh, but he dumped Musev, so already Masker. So the question is, that's what Rav Chaim. So Rav Chaim is the Kashe. So the question is, so even if he reminds himself before he dumps Musev, so how can we tell him Dam Shachis over again? After all, after Shachis, he'll Dam Musev. And once he Dams Musev, so he has a score of the Shredesh. So that means there is an extra Shenesre. So Rav Chaim's terrence was that the reason is why the deal is that if he didn't Dam Musev as yet, he has to Dam Shachis over again, even though after the Shach is over again, he'll dab Musaf. And when once he dabs Musaf, so it will mean that he'll have a square of the Shchayesh, because when he does, when Rishayim say that he reminds himself that he forgot to see out the Yomim before he dabs Musaf, so then he has to dab Shach is over again. Only if he reminds himself after he dabs Musaf, so they mean, if he reminds himself after he dabs Musaf, so then we tell him he didn't dab Musaf as yet, and you won't master Shredesh, so why don't you dab Shachis over again with Tiras Nidov? With Tiras Nidov. But not with Tiras Nidov, he wouldn't be allowed, because after all, since the halacha is that if he reminds himself after Musaf, so he doesn't have to dab over again, because he already has Askore. So the fact that he's masculine Shredish in the Musaf cures the not mentioning Shredish in Shachis. So even if he reminds himself before he dabs Musaf, how can he dab Shachis over again? But after the Shachis over again, he'll dab Musaf, and that will cure the not mentioning Shredish in the Shachis. So it should be Brochel Batole. The answer is, if he reminds him, when Hashem say that when he reminds himself before he doubles Musaf, so he should double Shachis over again, it's only with Tiras Nidov. But since the Shulchan Aruch asks that we cannot daven Tfilos with Tiras Nidov, because we don't have the proper Kavaneh, so we, relative to us, the halacha should be that even if a person reminds himself before he dabs Musaf, so he should also dab Musaf immediately and not dab Shachis over it. Because the only reason is why the Shem say if he reminds himself before he dabs Musaf, he should dab Shachis over again, the Shem mean be Tiras Nidov. But relative to us, there is no Tiras Nidov. There is no Tiras Nidov to us. Relative to us. So mele, we should always dab Musaf immediately, rather than to dab nobody. But that was a time shita, but no Godel, I mean, ever said that. So I remember, I noticed that when my father was asked by someone that child, he always avoided giving an answer. He always avoided. So he used to say, he was a honor. He was the Mashgiach in Shul Chonam. He was the modern God. One second. So he says, Frekta Rav Zalmanovich, Frekta Harav Levin, and there was another Rosh Hashire, Frekta Rav Ranovich, he always avoided answering. One time, I had a child, and I asked my father. So since I was his son, so he didn't tell me, ask Frekta Rav Zalmanovich. So he said to me, alle wollen Paskenen, als darf stehen an der Schmessle. Aber der Tate hat gehalten, als sie darf da müssen. Tu, wie du verstehst. That's right. So that is in line. That is in line with what the Miri says here. So in other words, if somebody is asking certain shayot, and he knows what the psak of all the poskim is, but he has a certain shite, I mean, he's not so sure that this is the right psak, so he should avoid giving an answer. But suppose he can't, so then he should tell him, he should refer him to another chochem. But he can even say, yesh shein yashat, fubi atzvei, yochalim alimisha, plainly or plainly to who? But he shall say, yochalim sikshuna leheta, afal pi shehu atzvei leheta. All right. So the mokia is this gemara. Yes. So the reason as to why he has to daven over again is because of Tfilas Nidovet. Alright, but in this case, so it's mentioned, you know, that even though we are not in the Madreke to daven Tfilas Nidovet, that's regarding someone who is Vadai not Mechuyev. So we are not in the Madreke to daven Tfilas Nidovet. But Sofik is Paul, Sofik Lo is Paul, where there is a possibility that he didn't daven this yet. But if not for the fact that there is a Tfilas Nidovet, so then we would say Sofik the Rabbanu Mikule. Count of the fact that Ulvaishi is followed in Chalyein. So there is a possibility of Tfilas Nidovet. So all the Pesukim, the Mishneh Berurah also mentions that even though today we don't daven Tfilas Nidovet, that's only vis-a-vis someone who is certainly not Mechuyev to daven, but vis-a-vis someone who perhaps, who possibly, is Mechuyev to daven. It was Chaimo, so then he can be Masme. In case I'm not Mechuyev, let it be the Dove. But here, it's no subject, according to Reb Chaim's explanation. So that's why he was made that one. All right. Omar Rob, Kehave Mazginon, Basrei Dranachon, but this has nothing to do with Chodosh and other things. I mean, because this has to do to something when the psak of all the poskim is one way. But someone, a certain chochem, has his own view. Mashenkin, we got the Chodosh, where the Mechaba, the Ramo, and all the Rishenim, they pask that Chodosh is also in the Raise. Alright, so most Jews, so they are made Mikule because they rely on the Bach. So no one is allowed to criticize them. But Chas V'Sholem to say that because most Jews are not made Israel there, and because of that he should tell, if somebody is asking Shailen, he should tell, well, go and ask someone else. Because this only applies to something where according to the psak of the overwhelming majority of poskim, it's one way. And it has no application to black kosher either. Because black kosher, so the mechaber, according to mechaber, it's one who sells non-black kosher meat, so is machshav. Alright, we are not. We rely on the Ramo. But even the Ramo is only making we walk left and move. So mainly this doesn't apply. This applies only to something that what is made mitzad minas chsides, and it's contrary to the psak of most poskim. So then it's not in the heretz to say it's also. But let's say to say that one should not eat non-pakosha meat is not inconsistent with that. I mention that because there are certain rabbonim, you know, who say that since most Jews are not zoyer in what kosher means, one should not even say about it. That's not so. Omar Rav, Kar Mazginon Basri Rav Nachman Mishuke de Gildoye, when I was walking together with Rav Nachman in the market of the shoemakers, apparently in Zman Chazal, so they had separate markets. They had the market for butchers, the market for shoemakers, and so on. Va'amra lo b'shuked Rabbonon, choze haner dikaimen kande kande. Apparently, I mean that the shoemaker's market and the butcher's market was one. So, choze haner dikaimen kande kande. Now, here's the Gemara about a tumor in the lung. A tumor in the lung. So he saw lungs that had growths on them. Smochen means ulcers. Kande means growths, tumors. In other words, he let them buy it. In other words, that if there is a tumor on the lung, it's not real. Ravame v'rabase avechalche b'shuke ditvaye. Chota hamar v'kaime tumra tumre. I think, I mentioned it to a few doctors in the talk, and they agreed with me, that the difference between kande and tumre is that kande has reference to a benign growth tumor, and timre has reference to a malignant tumor. So this is a big achidosh. The tumor in the lung has a malignant tumor, and sometimes I heard of cases in the slaughterhouse where the lungs had a malignant tumor. So then it's kosher, it's not safe, only it has a din of miskenes. So there is a miskenes not to eat a behemoth miskenes, but it's a din, it's muta. So so Rabbanu Rabase Avachot Bishuke Mitvaryu Choze Hamar Bikanye Timre Timre Vilayamu Lulimi. Anyway, that's the Gemara. I mean, and that's the double portion. That if the lung, if there is a malignant tumor on the lung, it's not real. My brother in Boston years ago had such illness of malignant tumors on the lungs in his slaughterhouse. All right. Kaldoy ratonim kamde kamde tzmochim deli kveini bireye timre tzmochim deli mikam ukwa hukshu kisel. Now the word, the term tzmochim has several meanings, you see, because Anamudalev, when it says tzmochim, so they were talking about tzmochim ulcers, because he talks of mugle, of pus. And here Rashi uses the term tzmochim regarding a tumor. So just as yoink can mean blue and can mean yellow and can mean green, so tzmochim also. Sometimes it means an ulcer and sometimes it means a growth. Tinra tzmochim deyo mikam deyo chvo hu kshu kisela veyo in Eisram tzim libeim shalom o bereye din ma'arein deyo reyo din ki ma'arein mugle do ava in rotum bereye do rotum ben shum tzemach min mishtam in bereye alo shimeyeo din pich. Alright. Itma macha chenim tzis bereye. Suppose you find a needle in the reye, in the lung. Rav Yechan v'Rav Lezer v'Rav Chanine ma'achshere Rav Shimelotish, Rav Mane Bapatish, Rav Shimel Yokim Talfe. Let's see Rashi. Machat Shimim Tzabarei. Veino Reye Mikulun Bachutz. Veino Reye Yeitze Mimeno. So, we don't see any naked Mibachutz in the membrane of the lung. But, we found the naked inside the lung. So the machlokes. Leini b'hokum mitzvah. Yimal shavachisom b'fnim shmachisom. In other words, so the Gemara is assuming now that it's possible for a needle to get into the lung without even piercing the membranes. How is it possible? It's possible via the bronchus. Via the bronchus, in other words, that he swallowed. I mean, Gemara mentions Shemo Yagdim Konon Veishet. Shemo Yagdim Konon Mesichim Yisude. Shemo Yagdim Konon Veishet. So the Maskili, many years ago, before medicine was so advanced, so they thought that it was just ridiculous. I mean, that something like this, that food should pass instead of passing into the esophagus, should go down in the trachea. They thought that that's an impossibility. But there is a medical record of such cases, of such cases. As a matter of fact, I know of someone who died because the food, instead of passing into the esophagus, so it passed into the trachea. So anyway, so in other words, so it appears from this Gemara that it's possible for a needle to get into the lung via the trachea, to get into the lung without even piercing the membranes of the lung. That's possible. But even though that is possible, that the needle got into the lung via the bronchus without having to pierce the membranes of the lung, but if a needle is found in the lung, so that needle occupies space, so that reduces the contents of the lung, the pulmonary substance of the lung, because the needle occupies space, so that reduces the pulmonary substance of the lung to the extent of the space occupied by the needle. Now, and if we say chison b'fnim shmo chison, that when there is a diminution in the pulmonary substance of the lung, that itself makes the behavior into a trepor, so then it can become a trepor. But in other words, so there are two problems to be considered if we find the machat in the lung. One is, how do you get into the lung? So there are two ways. One way is that the needle really was dropped down through the esophagus into the stomach, into the intestines, and then the needle, after going through the regular channels of food, let's say, esophagus, stomach, intestine, then it pierces its way out from the intestine into the halal aguf, and then it's stuck into the lung. That's one way. If that was the route that the needle followed up until it got into the lung, so then the behemoth is a trepor. Because if the needle dropped through the esophagus the way that it followed up the regular channels of food, in other words, the behemoth, as it was grazing on pasture, so it swallowed the needle, and the needle dropped down through the esophagus, into the stomach, into the intestines, and then it pierced, it went outside the needle, so it pierced the membranes of the intestines, or the stomach maybe, and it got into the halal aguf, and then it traveled, and it stuck its way into the lungs. So then, the behemoth is certainly a trepor, because in order to get into the lung, it had to pierce its way out through the intestines or through the stomach, and then again into the lung, and it had to pierce both membranes, the outer membrane of the lung and the inner membrane of the lung. That's one possible route that the needle followed up. Another possible route that the needle followed up is that instead of dropping into the esophagus, into the stomach, and then piercing its way out, so that will involve being matrix of behemoth, that it really was swallowed, it got into the trachea, through the bronchus, into the lung. So then it was possible for the needle to get into the lung without piercing the membranes of the lung. Without piercing. So it shouldn't be trachea. But then we have to consider another question. But the fact is that somehow it got into the lung. So that reduced the pulmonary substance of the lung. So if we say chison bifnim, shmo chison, it should be trepor. So this Gemara is saying, blame bottom, that both Amroim assume that the demachat got into the lung, not by, because there are two alternative explanations. One explanation is that the machat dropped down through the esophagus into the stomach, and then it, or even as far as the intestines, and then it pierced, it went outside into the whole aguf, and then it pierced its way into the lung. Then it's a trepor, if that was the route it's found. The other route that it followed is that it dropped down into the trachea, and through the bronchus it entered the lung. So then it's not a trefor on the score of Nikubas, one of the Voya Guf, that the Nekev makes trefor. But then the other question is, but it reduced the pulmonary substance, so maybe Chisom, definition of Chisom. So the Gemara is assuming that all the Amoroim assume that the Machad did not follow the usual route of food that through the esophagus and the stomach, but it got into the lung via sympathis, via the bronchus, through the trachea, the bronchus, into the lung. So it wasn't naked, one of the organs that in Ekevin which makes them a trefor. But then the other problem arises, but maybe Chisom Bifim, so the Mandoma who says trefor, he holds Chisom Bifim Shmo Chisom. And the Mandoma who says Ksheiro holds Chisom Bifim Rosh Mo Chisom. They don't know, Ma Asoba Chisom Bifim Shmei Chisom, U Ma Asoba Loi Shmei Chisom. So the Gemara says, "Well, the kula haomer chisom b'fnim lo ish mechisom. V'yoche b'okem b'fide marso v'asim peinu no kad v'asoy." How should we, what kind of root should we assume that the macha took? So the Mandoma who is machshir, he says, since there are two ways, two things could have happened. And after all, we found the macha. Where do we find the macha? In the lung. And the lung is relatively close to the trachea. So maybe we should assume that it followed the short route, not the round and about way, you know, of the machat being swallowed by the behemoth into the esophagus and then into the stomach, into the intestine, and then it pierced its way out into the chalaguf, and then it traveled, and then it stuck its way into the lung, through the membranes of the lung. Because that would be a long route. But since it was found in the lungs, which is relatively close to the trachea, so we should assume this thing, even though, I mean, it's much more usual for a behemoth to swallow the needle, you know, the way it swallows food, than to swallow the needle into the trachea, but on account of the fact that it was found, inside the lung, which is very close to the trachea, so according to one Mandoma, we have to assume that this is the route that the needle followed. And the other Mandoma says no. Welcome of Ma Sova, the one who is Machshi Yosova. Simpuni no kevasoi. Umar some male it's kosher. Umar some nikuvi no kevasoi. Let's see Rash. Machatim tibareyev in yare nikuvim bachutz vino uachitz in emem. Chisom bifnim shapar zoi chabos as vile isol. Kishu yishay shom alchas. Ho agasin aloi nikola alma lo yishme chisom. Do ho chelk min aloi yodach shereyei shenitvo kikit. Shenitvo kikit. Voi digasin nikola alma shme chisom iname. Simpuni no kevasoi. Forish mekol bokin kibim. שנמצאו צערי אי אפשר במחיסון סימפון אינו כתבו עושה דרך הכל נכנס תבו לטוויקיה ובו בסימפיינס into the bronchus ומן סימפיינס לבוסו ומקום בוקן קרומה חיצה לא הניקה ואף על פי שאין דרך הכל לבריה but it's not the דרך of the cone to swallow. I mean, what is the דרך? Which organ is the דרך to swallow? The esophagus, the vagus. Afloche, hoi udi selvei kamon, vile chasin udinke ve tzeinach naame. If the reason as to why one Mandoma attributes it to such an unusual phenomenon, because it's very unusual. Yavim kon leveishet, all right. So the masculine ridicule the Chazal because they didn't know. But this is something that happens, it doesn't happen every Monday and Thursday, it happens very seldom. So why, whereas the other route, which is not a short route, a very long route, Israel like with their weapon because the behemoth, whenever it eats, so the food goes down the ration. So why couldn't it have a weapon that together with the fodder of the behemoth, so in the middle, in the fodder of the behemoth, so there was a needle too. On the grass, there was a needle there. So it went down. The answer is, if we did it in spectacles, so then the most reasonable explanation would be that this needle followed the usual route. In other words, esophagus, stomach, intestine, and then it pierced its way out, and then it traveled in the halakha roof, and it stuck its way into the rail. But here we have the rail in front of you, and we look very carefully at the membranes of the lung, and we see that there isn't the slightest leakage in the outside membrane of the lung. So because of this observation, so Raman Dhamma says, we have to attribute it to something unusual, because we don't find any leakage. If it had followed the usual route of the needle dropping into the esophagus, the stomach, the intestine, and then it's piercing its way out, and then into the lung, we should find the leakage. You know, and we don't find the leakage in the lung, we can find the leakage in the stomach, we can find the leakage in the intestine. So because of that, what Mandana says, we have to attribute it to something unusual, rather than to the usual. Alright. Afloche, hoin dies aber rei kam aber hazin in tebe, al kroos in pinen no kaat, wal rei se hazin und nade kino. Und da man da says no. Even though we observe the wrong that we see no neke, nikuve neke da khaven shel bo. Vi nikhmas shein da khakon in vaya, vi no kvo sa dati, vi yotsa vi no kvo. Es kumo rei vi nikhmas le secho. But why don't we find neke? So we can't see it, you know. We can't see it, but there was a neke. Maybe there was some scar tissue. Go on it. So the neck closed up. But there was a neck. Alright. Hayimach. Vinshtakach bichituch ederei. Bichituch ederei. Aysur nikamed ravame. Sobalach shure. So he wanted to be machshu. Eiser bi a mit dem Rabzei Kor, ich nik wo ich hasiro. Mai hasiro im ba khut ani nik vola mit fnim, u shvam khisor mit fnim, shme khisor. Hob es tu nikam da mit zna af, so va khshu. Eiser bi a mit dem Rabzei Kor, ich nik wo ich has khokh. Mai khos im ba khut ani nik vola mit fnim, shme khisor mit fnim, shme khisor. Hob es tu nikam da va me vito fo. Amrei vo abon machshe. Om Elohim, hey nikhshiru. Hey, nachshiru, sheyeli meizetah nachshiru. Those rabbonon who are machshir, so they were machshir in machat shel mitzvos bereyeh, and the lung was not kodapis yet. The lung was intact, and the membrane were intact. So, and then we inspected the lung; it was completely intact, not the slightest naked in the memory of that lung. So mele, certain chachonim were machshered, and they were forced to come to the conclusion that even though it's highly unusual for a machat to drop down into the trachea, the usual way of a machat is to drop into the esophagus and the stomach and the intestine, but on account of the fact that the lung was intact and they couldn't see any naked, so they came to the conclusion that curiously, this time the machat did not follow up the usual route, but it came into the lungs via the bronchus. So, but that's only shayach in case where the lungs when it's intact. Mashenkin in this case, it was found in the chituche derei. What does chituche derei mean? The lung was already cut up. It was already cut up. So, and then one portion of the lung, so we found a needle embedded. So here we have to say, had we seen the longing in its intact state, then we certainly would have noticed the coming. But now it's not shy to say, yes, notice, not notice. I mean, the whole long was cut out into many pieces, and the needle was found embedded in one piece. Because they had the long before them intact. It wasn't cut out. But we don't have the whole long in intact state before us. We have pieces of the long, and in one piece a needle is embedded. So but come on, me give it. Fine. Let's see the Rashi. Alright, we have to go to the whole Gemara because Rashi mentions already the Gemara at the end. Timeless. So the only reason is why Rabbanu was battery is because the whole long was not before him. Only Chituche the Rei. So the male, he took it for granted. So, time with the rest. How is the Lord in Kere? Is Ksheva? The Omar of Nachman. Hai Sipune de Reye. The Inke. Itreife. So the question is, but, why, if the long had been presented before him, and he wouldn't find any nekev in the membranes of the long, so then he would machshav, because then he would come to the conclusion that the needle took the root via the simpen, via the bronchus. So, but even if he took the root via the bronchus, so it had to pass through the membrane of the bronchus and then stick into the psaure. So it should be treifeh on the score of the fact that the bronchus itself was mitah, was perforated. So Rav Nachman has simpune the reye the inka treifeh. So the Gemara says, Haru lechavere is good. In other words, when we say that if the bronchus itself was perforated, so it is a treife, that is in the place Eitzel Pitzu, lechavere is good. Keshi mispatsim lechavere, nikaf Eitzel Deipen shel chavere, dechiven, deipen chavere is koshehu, is in it kenegdei, and is eis in a neker, or a neker. In other words, if one bronchus was perforated near the daven of the other bronchus, and this is very hard tissue, cartilage tissue, so mainly the daven of the other bronchus cannot call it good protection. Even if you say it's my neck, will it make no. the Rochel Tzareye, Shurach, but if the perforation in the membrane of the bronchus is adjacent to the soft tissue, so then the soft tissue accords a good protection. Shurach Michas Lenegev Umegino. The Homer Amunon Dionin Kaprechavre. The Arzuker Israel as a Kinon. Eloi Ishaz, Kinechel Reserveil Kamon. Tautor Hazoki is Shereba Mugoy 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 is Mugoy Mugoy. In other words, so in the small intestine, so you have it in the form of a spiral, a coil. So if one of the coils of the intestine has a neck, and it's adjoined by another coil of the intestine, so that accords a protection, supplies a protection to the neck, that cures the neck in the membrane of one coil, because as the small intestine, so you have in the form of coils, of spiral. So if there is a naked in an inner coil, and that is joined by an outer coil, so mainly that accords a protection. So if Bomar of Nachme, Hayaduga de Kante, the Inca, the Havre, Meginaleo, so we see that the tissue of the outer coil in the intestine supplies a sufficient protection, cures the neck that exists in the inner coil of the intestine. So why shouldn't we say that if there is a neck in the membrane of one bronchus, that should be protected by the fact that the diaphragm of the other bronchus is joins it? So Omar Abashe, Treifes Komitam, Adonde, Enemim Treifes Zugem Lezu, Sharechit Komitam Meiso, Chet Komitam Lechal. In other words, you cannot make an analogy between one Treife and another. Every Treife has its own rules. Hayim Achte. Now let's see the Rashi. No, we have to go with how much is the Lord, because the Rashi mentioned it. Halimach, the Ishtakach, we see, for in the Rabbi the Rei, a needle was found in the large bronchus. Asur, it came in the Rabbonim to Foy. So it was presented before the Chachonim who are Matri. Because we had Chachonim who are Machshi or Machachim to Rei, and then we had Rav Shimon bar Lokish, Rav Mani bar Patish, Rav Shimon bar Yokim, who are Tav. So they are called Rabbonim Trufoy. Those Chachamim who are Matri, a Machat in the Rei. So this Machat that was found not in the Rei itself, but in the large bronchus, so was presented before the same Chachamim who are Matri, a Machat in the Rei. Hayim machte die Stacke bis sie von der Rabbe der Rehe. Asur mit kam der Rabbonen Trab vor. Lo yom lo bo lo yisa bo yed. So they refused to pass. Now the same Chachonim who refused to pass here in this case, so they passed it for Yisa in the case of the Machab that was found embedded in the Rehe itself. But in this case, where it was found in the large one case, they refused to pass. Heta le amrebo kishmatai. So they refused to be matrit because they themselves were matri, a machat that was found in the Rei itself. So maybe they felt inhibited in being matir, a machat that was found in the bronchus. Even though the situation is different. In the other case, so it was found in the Rei itself. Here it was found in the bronchus. But on account of the fact that they themselves were matri, a machat that was found in the lung itself, so they felt inhibited in being machshir, a machat that that was found in large ones. Isa namale amrabo. But why didn't they say it's there? The answer is, there is no analogy between the case of the Nachat being found in the long itself and the case of the Nachat being found in the large quantities. It's an unlabor. Kibibus in a rabbi ishtaka. Aimless in pain and nokat vaso. Because in view of the fact that it was found in the large quantities, so that tends to indicate that this is the root that the needle took. Haimach the ishtakach. So a needle was found in the chituch of the liver, in a piece of the liver. So a needle was found embedded in it. So Rabbi Yitzchak wanted to be matrifet. Omar Rabashe ilu ishtakach. Suppose you found a needle just in the flesh here, embedded. Suppose you found a needle embedded, let's say here. So would anyone think of being matri behime? Of course not. Because a nekev in the bosom, haguf of the behime, is not matri. Only a nekev in certain internal organs of the behime. But in the flesh of the behime, a nekev. In the flesh of the behemoth is not matter. Now, since it was found in a piece of liver, what's the halacha? A nekev in the liver, the kohen, is not fair. A nekev in the rei, so rei is the kind of an organ that just one nekev is matter. But a nekev in the kohen is not matter. So since here it was found in the kohen, so why should we matter? So Rav Ashi asked Rav Yitzchak, why Matrid Rav Yitzchak? Why do you want to be Matrid that? Suppose it was found in the bosom. You would say, no, it's not Rav, because if it's found in the bosom naturally, in order to become embedded in the bosom, it must have pierced its way into the bosom. So you mean naked, but the naked in bosom is not Matrid. So here too, in order to be embedded in the covey, it must have pierced its way into the cover. So it made an ekev, but an ekev in the cover is not matri. So why should you be matri here? So in the Mishnah of Tzor Kai Gavne, have a Torah Ma, Elom Ravashi, Chazine, Yikupeli Bar, Yikupe no Kibaso, Yikupeli Gav, Simpeine no Kibaso, Simpeine no Kibaso. Now, look at the Rashi. Even before. Given the rabbi in Stadt, Mille Havne, where is his simple, in der Wäschet nicht wissen. Hilkar, dwoem ni kohen al kohen, die simpleine nokat, weil der Hakone, die O, nokat die O, der Hakone. In bones, basically. In other words, here too. It was found in the bones. So, so it was found in the bones. The previous case, where the machat was found in the large bones. So, there are two ways of explaining the presence of the needle in the bronchus. One way is an unusual way. In other words, that it dropped into the trachea and then from the trachea it went into the bronchus. That's a short route. But that's an unusual route. I mean, nothing drops into the trachea. It's only very, very seldom that something should be swallowed by the trachea. But that's the quickest route. And then the other route, which would be the usual route, in other words, that the needle went down to the esophagus, and then from the esophagus into the stomach. From the stomachs, so it went through all the four stomachs in the brain. And then from the stomachs into the intestine. Then pierced its way out Zeit into the Chalagul from the intestines. And then it traveled in the Chalagul and it stuck its way into the bronchus. So that's a very roundabout way, but that's the usual way. Then to say the other route, that it followed the other route via the seat then, is the shortest route, because it didn't have to do a lot of traveling, just into the trachea and then into the bronchus. But it's an unusual, route. It happens very, very seldom. So he says, Kim Ditzipene Rabbi Ishtatach, Mine Chavne, Leise Sinten in der Abrinche Tichlisse, Hiltach, Lo Mikol Makachim in Zipkinen Ach Lo Yivol, Der Hakon Yivol Zvenere, Habetor Et Ma, Now that's the other, that's the Nigatim case of the Machad Ishtatach Rabbi Tichlisse Tichlisse. So, Rabbi Yitzchak wanted to be Matrike. So, Rabbi Asher said, suppose it was found embedded in the bosa. So what Rav Asher say? It all depends. E kupanigal, kupet is the thick edge of the needle, the eye of the needle. You know, because a needle has two edges. One edge is the thin edge, the point. And then the other edge is the thick edge, where you pull through the thread. That's the eye of it. So, kupanigal, Scoope, that's the eye of the needle, the thick edge, not the point. So it says, E Kupa Migab, now there is a machlokes, Rashi and the Rambam, in the Pshat, in the Gemara. But the Rambam's explanation enjoys the antithesis of Rashi's. But Rashi takes this Rosh, explain it this way. I mean, all these Rashi, the Tinsves and the Rosh and the Tur, and in the Mechaba, usually he follows the Psak and the Shita of the Rambam, but here he follows the Psak of Rashi. So, I kupa miga, I kupa miba, mikume no kibasoi, I kupa miga, simpune no kibasoi. In other words, where the needle was found in a piece of liver, so there are also two alternate explanations. One explanation is, that it followed the usual route. In other words, that the needle dropped into the esophagus, from the esophagus into the stomachs, and then from the stomachs into the intestines. And then it went into the chalagul, it pierced its way out, it was knocking the membranes of the intestines into the chalagul, and then it pierced its way into the liver. That's the usual route. That's the usual. But then there is another route. Another route. In other words, if it is, through the sinpen, through the portal vein. So Rav Asher says, if the thick edge of the needle was ligab, Im reisha ha'ov chi nikubah nerba b'seich hakomeich b'chudo shekeiri point yitzei b'seichol abeime according to the Rashi, ligav means towards the connect, towards the reisha abeime. That's ligav. And libah means towards the chalaguf, towards the bottom of the vein. That's legal. So if the eye of the needle is legal, the eye of the needle is legal, that means the point is towards the chalagul. The point is towards the bottom of the behemo, and the point, ikupe, I mean, and the kanto, the eye is towards the reisha behemo. The eye of the needle is, and the point is towards the halala behemo. Towards the bottom of the bed. The point. Im reisha of shenikula bed. Ne'abam b'seich hakomeit v'chudo shekoyim point. Yeitzei l'seich chalal ha-beimo v'adai simpei menokat v'hakei nikav chudo es ha-simpei v'yotzo l'kobeit u'mimeno v'chutz Yikud Ha-Ribah Yiv De'ayov Ve'nir Ve'fikesh Yiv Ribah L'chol Ha-Beimo End U'Pio L'Seich Ha-Kobet U'Pio L'Seich Ha-Kobet Vadai Derech Ha-Vei Shetich L'Sotfiro V'Nikvo Ha-Daki V'Yotso V'Nichnas Pio L'Kobet. Now, if this is the liver of the baby, if this is the liver of the baby, and we found the needle, let's say this is the point of the needle, this is the point of the needle, and this is the eye of the future edge, and this is the eye of the baby, of the needle. So if it is, if coupons, riba, in other words, let's say here is the reach of the needle, and then here is the bottom of the baby. And here we found that the eye of the behemoth, the eye of the behemoth is sticking like this in the carpet, the eye, the thick edge, and the point is towards the Reisha behemoth, is towards the Reisha behemoth. So then we have to say that this machat, so went down through the esophagus, through the stomachs, through the intestines, and then it pierced its way out of the intestines into the haragu, and then it stuck the point. What is more readily pierces through? Not the eye of the needle, the point of the needle. And it stuck its point into the covet, and then it's sticking like this. It's sticking like this. So if that was the route that it followed, so naturally it had to pierce its way out. But if it is the kupol gav, if the eye of the needle is towards the reish, so then we say that this needle went down through the trachea, and then through the portal vein it stuck into the covet. Yikupel gav im reish of shul yikupel vein ne'ama b'zechakom im lechuba shekirem poin yeitzel zechol ha'beimo vada simponi nokat. I suppose that the simponi here, he has reference to the portal vein v'akein nikav chuba es ha'simpe v'yotzo l'kovin v'umenu lechutz v'yikupel ba'a towards the chalal ha-beimo, u'pio m'sichakom m'bani derech ha-vein shetnichlas pilo, v'nikva adaki, v'yotzo m'nichlas pio m'kom, v'hani mile be'alit. So, that is only if it is a thick needle. So then, the eye of a thick needle, so couldn't pierce with ease any other, unless it's pushed through. But if it is a thin needle, so even the thick edge, even the eye of a thin needle, can pierce its way. So then, avoktinte, if it's a thin needle, a relatively thin needle, so even the eye of the needle of a thin needle is thin enough, even the thick edge of a thin needle is thin enough to readily, with ease, pierce through a certain organ. So then, Roishne Kupeli Gab, Roishne Kupeli Ba, Nikubeno Kabasa. In other words, because you see, the usual route of a needle is through the esophagus and the stomachs and the intestines, and then to go out into Halaguf, and then to pierce its way through. But if we see that it's the Kupeli Ba, so it couldn't pierce its way with the eye. It pierces, when it pierces its way with ease and readily, it's with the point, not with the thick edge. So that's it. So mele, we have to assume that something unusual happened. But because the usual thing could not have happened, because if the usual thing had happened, so then it means that it pushed its way, it went down like this, through the sides, through the stomachs, through the intestines, then out of the intestines, and then it pushed its way into the covet, like this with the thick edge. It doesn't push its its way with the ficate. It pushes its way readily with the point, not with the ficate. So that is only if it's a relatively thickening. But if it is a relatively thin needle, so then it can, with impunity and with ease, push its way, pierce its way through the thick edge too. So the melee, so we cannot attribute it to an unusual root, because via simpene is an unusual root. But if we have no other explanation, so then we attribute it to that root. But if it can be done through the usual root, so then we have to assume it took its usual root. Aber finte, wenn ich die Kuppel mit Gab, wenn ich die Kuppel mit Bar, mit Kuppel noch im Wasser. So now the Gemara has the Kashe. Und mei, ich nehme die Macha, die mir so gut bin, die sagt, es ist. Mit der Dechot Kshero, mit Schneid so den Treffer, weil wir haben immer mehr, die Kuppel mit Bar, die Kuppel mit Gab. Amre, hosom kim bi keich un mashki. So there it's possible that the Ichon Umashkin that are always found there push it through, even through the thick edge of the needle. So, Kim the Ichon Umashkin in Ichon Umashkin doch ku. Alright. Alright. Now, this is how Rashi and Tesis and the Rosh and the Tur explain the Gemara. The Rambam, Rabbi Yosef says, that the Rambam explains just the opposite. Whereas, according to Rashi, Kupa Ruba means the thick edge, and it is towards the bottom of the Behemoth, and Kupa Ruba means towards the range of the Behemoth. According to the Rambam, it's just the reverse. That Kupa Miligal means towards the bottom of the bay. And Kupo Miliba means towards the range of the bay. Towards the range of the bay. So, how does the Rambam explain it? So, the Rambam explains it as follows. In other words, if it is Kupo Miligal means that the thick edge, if it's Kupa Rigab, so that means Kupa Rigab, so then it's kosher, because if it's Kupa Rigab, so it means that the thick edge is it's towards the bottom of the vein. So the male, then it's kosher. Why? Because if it's as the needle was falling through, was passing through the trachea and through a certain organ, so even though it rubbed against the defect of the trachea, it couldn't be menacing the trachea as it passed through the trachea. Why? Because the thick edge cannot be menacing. Only the point can readily be menacing, but not the thick edge. So Memele, he says, according to the Rambam, so he says, I kupeli ba. So nikuve no kibaso. In other words, so if the kupe, the thick edge is liba means towards the head of the behemoth. So then, when the needle, so the needle passes with the point with. In the direction of the point, not in the direction of the eye of the needle. So mainly the point, as it passes through the organ, it's very likely that as it passes through the organ, it rubs against the daven of that organ, the membrane of that organ, and it pierces it through. But if it's kuken megal, if it's kuken megal, so that means that it passes with the thick edge. So the thick edge cannot, is not likely to pierce as it passes and it drops against the daven of the organ. This is how the Rambam is. All right, now let's see the Rashi. So the Rashi, the Ritu the Rashi, the Echad Chonim Tzedek Bechtiches, so the Rashi, the Kova Asim Koine, Mokat, V'chisom, Mubifnim, Goish Nefisom. Shad Shad Rekamim Rabbi Tzorot, lo yim Shemach Kushe, lo yim Shem Mishnir, Kitshani Olir, lo yim Bachut, lo Rabbi Shim Ritzrich, lo yim Shem Bilech, lo yim Shem Bilech, lo yim Shem Bilech, Yo, the deal may have a real come on, I'm the cover. We take that Mishmach Sweke, Hodabe, Yokohoda, Adru, come in three for my time. For Abon, you master Rabbi and the Blessed of Hanina, she ate him with the Tamashir. Shall he brosso? Oh, he didn't learn the Rashi, we can't go. Vilkese, Rashi says, Vilkese Kana Habono, the Machir, the Rabbi and Rishloki Shaloka Kabir, they become the Bishitos. Ravame Virabashe, the Amore Kamon, I couple gaf simpain in Okalbosi. Aume Abide Konish, I Konish Messiah Macha, Ruimarzikinon is so, Hoyo Vinekev Nikabe, Vidavke Klosi Kurere Kamon, Avonechtecho, Kilim Shibol Fonenu, Hashinon Yomi Avore Kamon, Havonikube, Vihoche Posek Ravame Kam Bishmaiti, Vichituch Lachachachachachon Nims is Berdachtiches, Sovach Shure, because of us in Kunin Okat, the Son, the Kunish of the Son. Shadre Kamid Rabbi Tzavolim Shemach Kushye Doika Mishnuike Yashin Oli Yoelon Bachut Urabshim and Yitzrich. So it's not because of the Raya from Horeya Shemikvoy Shechaseiro, because that we can explain Chaseiro means that it accords with Rabshim and Rabshim says only when it's not to be something painless, but if there is a Hizom Bifnim, so even it's not Mikvoy to be something painless, it's also fake. Or the Pshim Mitzvah. Elm Shemech Tchorei, the Somach Admor El Mima, Simpeni No Kadvor. The Dio Mi Avalei, the Kamun, Ava Nikub, the Tim Shvach Zvi, Koda Dei Dokon, the Adru, Kamitao Fo, Mahaitai, Vor Abono Liyo Mikshir, the Rabbi Yichon Obez Rabbi Chanine, Shei Yidim Zeta Mikshir, Shea Ribos Yo Kolorei, Lifnei Yem Uruo, Verohu Oshnoi, the Son there is no Nekin. Hil Kao Kor Koda Hakon Mikhuson. Dio Mi Avalei Kupo, Shei Ba Nikhuson, the Chavein Shei Tichnoson. Wie bedeutet sich nicht was, weil er nicht war. Wo ihm zu reden, wo er nicht war, geschehen war, um sich in Teilen und zu können, noch hat wohl, wie nehe ihn an mit der Chassid denn wo, hat er nur ein bisschen Penis mit sich, weil auch noch nicht war Sinti, wie er zum Zahre, wo man am Nachhinein heißen, wenn er den Kaffee, wie habe er ihn mal, wie zum Pizzo, wie zum Spatze, wie habe er ihn nicht auf, wie zum Denken, so habe er, wie kriegen die Dinge, wie habe er ihn kosche, eh mit Gnell, wenn ich sehe sie mal nicht, wie er mir genommen, aber nicht auf, לאחר פיצוי ברוכי פסעריה שהוא דרך נכנס לנגף ומייקינו והוא לאמרינון דיו מויים כף לחברי דעזו כרי עשר עם מרזקינון אילו ישחזו כנאיכן ועשר לרי כמון ועל כל חזוק להוזו שרים המבויים ומבויים על הדרך המיישת ומשום להיות סוף יסחריה ולא ימיקים את דקים רי הדונה דקאונטד זה דקוינס that can save the deal. Is it kagure, where you have an inner coil and then you have an outer coil. So if there is an ekef in the inner coil and that is a joint protected by the deifen of the outer coil, so it's not rain. Yinka mechavre she minka beisi tzad she min mechavere she minka chitzi she mikulo shalachit chomikan umeiso vechit chomikan vechayo nechtach psar aglayim nemailo mitzim esayim ורואים נשבר העצם, כשאירו, נחתכו למטה מקצים צעדים, אף אוף שנובח מכאן ישראל פה, if you call it the behemo over here, so it's כשאירו, if you call it here, the מקצים צעדים צעדים, so it's ישראל פה. גם צעדים פה, כי אמינו כמה לכן שניתו צעדים, כבין המקשר, ואף אוף שנחת העצם, רבון המטרופוי, אנך רבון הוליו, רבן הרשלוקים, שרפשים וניתר פה למחת שניתו צעדים, כי שמייצי, די מאזיקער ישאי און ישראל קיד חשיב שב דער חביש שפריך בסטחיו וניק פו קערס און דאק די יוצס קיבן די צנטנה רב איך דאק ני מחבל ווען זי זיט אין דער פאק דאט איז וואס פאונד אין בדד אין דער לארג בונקס סו דאט טנס טו אינדיקייט דאט הי דידנט טייק די יוזואל Because if he took the usual route, how come that he was found in the bombers? Mine haben wir diese Sippen in der frischen Tittnissung. In Karton, man die Korn auch noch hin. Die sind weniger noch. Weil die Sippen, wie ist noch ein Bion, der ich habe, und wo sie bin ich so. Aber toll, ich mache, wie hier, und ich will mal bringen, wie kommen sie, 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 kommen להיות מקומי, וממנו לחוץ, וכוכל בא לכל הבאימו, ופי המשיח הקומי, ואני דרך הבאי שתכניס את תחילו, ומקווה הדקי, להיות נכנס פי המקומי, ועלו תמח התאום שלי, יוכל נקי דרך קופי שלו, אבל בקדים כאלה, מחל שלנו, שנקי בוסר אפילו דרך קיפה שלהם. הוא בביס הקייסס, בסיף הקרס, שקורם פעם צייש בי שעושו כקייבה, הוא ספס די לפני דטרטיקיון, ובסקיס, וספס די פני כפולו שתי תוואלס, הדוקים זה בזו, ושום המחברון, וכן הרי דובר, מצדך עוד שנית, ואיזה די פני ישראלו, וזה השם יצקשנו, שחבר אותו מגינו עליו, ואת משני צדודים, נראית, הוא היה, two תוואלס, so he from the one day when he was perforated, so the other one not, so the other one is a protection, but if it's משני צדודים, שנקווה שאין לך הגוף טריפו, להאמין על איך לא ינוק פה, אלו עשה אחס, יקופ המדבר, שמיוצא קופ שלו, תחוב בדייפן, even if it perforated only one דייפן, not the other, but perhaps if it took the usual route, so then, until, so, before it pierced one membrane, it already perforated the membranes of other internal organs, a naked witch makes a play would be a cool of his hackers but in the hood with the social network was a bitch of the camera so that he was a hard book and some cause of the myth is a little bit of a cases the author of a cool as a big machine when we speak of couple of lado of it not me the individual was a bachsha in my cellars what is the hood of his cases in there a couple in aki we name a traitor and we don't exchange or shmanim and make a little bit of a name as a thing no can grow in oche the ishlema דרך הבין של בוסו, עד הרי, ויחשוב עם הסחרס ונקי ואפילו קוטו לבעל את אפילו. So the more it says, הוסו מקים ואיקי איכו ממשקי, so there it's very likely that even if it passed with its head on, with the thick edge, and not with the point on, so it was still able to pierce its way because of the pressure exerted by the food, so that enables even the thick edge to push its way. When there is no pressure exerted by the food, so then it's not likely that it will pierce its way with the thick edge, but only with the point. But where there is pressure exerted by the food, then it can pierce its way even with the thick edge. איך למשו דחקו מתרטרק נכנסו קופשו לבוסו, הוא תרחב אגב דקופו לבא, הוי מחזיר מקף יצא לחוץ כשאיר. Now, if you want to see the מחלוק עשר שאירים, so the אורך השולחון, in סימן ממהלת, we should go over it. So he mentions both sheets. Of course the Rashba, I told you to go over the Rashba in this Gemara. The Rashba mentions that the Rambam explains the Gemara just the reverse of Rashi. But in the Rashba it's not so clear, the Orach HaShulchan. He is Masgeret. Now, Siman Aleph. Paragraph Kof Aleph. Paragraph Kof Aleph. Siman Aleph in the Orach HaShulchan, paragraph Aleph. Macha Shemimtso Bikomet. Chilko Chazal. בין קופר לבעל ומקופר לגב, והקופר הוא הצד הרוב, שאין נקי, לפיקק, יאי, וכך אומר חזר, וקופר לבעל מקום אינו כבאסור, הוא טריפו, וקופר לגב סימפון אינו כבאסור. Then we say that he took the root via the simple. Simple, so in one case it might be the bronchus, in another case it might be the portal vein, in another case it might be the vena cava, I mean whatever, but that's not the usual route. that is very unusual. The usual root is with the south against the stomach, the intestine. So, we cook on the calves and bring them to the basket. So even the eye of the needle can pierce its way easily. This is unusual, because usually, whenever there is a machlokes between Rashi and the Rambam, the Mechaber, the Rambam will pass like Rashi. But the Mechaber will, most of the time, he will pass like the Rambam. But here, the Mechaber doesn't even mention the Rambam himself. And just Rashi speaks. Rashi says, you are Rosh Ratu, Asher, no, Mifoshim, the Kupel, Bar, Mikre, Kishakupo, it's a Chalala Beim, the down of the Beim, the bottom of the Beim. והצד אחד הוא מצד הרייש, ולבר פירוש של ולבר מקומן, outside of the common, ולציר חלל הגוף, ולגב מקרה כשהקופל יהיו מצד הרייש, והצד אחד, the point, הוא מציר חלל הגוף, ויורביד והרמב״ם והרשבו מפורש מהם, ויקופל לבר מחלל הבאים, ויקופל לגב מקרה כשהקופל יהיו מצד חלל הבאים. What is according to Rashi, Riba is according to the Rambam Megav, and vice versa. Vino idina lididon b'chol inyan chayim, b'kneshin ha-perush, v'eile on epkinim l'chalek b'nalim t'olifim t'ol, u'mikol mokim nivoy yotayim r'amesim b'nizeh b'yodeh b'yodim chay, u'kulom yishponim b'aloch. Rashi zao v'yayim b'shito seyim, tzmir lo, yahab agad b'akon yitolu b'akone, v'oyom lo nureima, sh'amachat polach b'rach hakone, ad shebo l'akovei, So, לקובית ולינוגע בשום נעים והרמטרי בלכימוסו, מקום מוקד, כשקופר מבא, קרים לה כשצד העוף, ומצדך הוא הגוף, אם נעימה שנכנס דרך הקונה, מצדור יחלימה שנכנס בדרך בצד העוף, and it's not likely to pierce its way with the eye, only with the point. ואיר זה נכנס בבוסר הקונה, הלו צד העוף ונעיקי, אלו ודאי שנכנס דרך הדשא, So we have to say, Yarech HaVeishe, the Chudei V'yotzo, and we pass with the Pointa. So, V'yotzo Ma'aveishe, the Me'adakim, V'nichnas La'akobet, Me'ibarashemi, the Chudei, V'nika V'bos La'akobet. V'lochim Nimtza'ato, Kuposi Nitzal Acholo, V'chudei Nitzal HaVeish. V'lochim Treifo, V'pnei Nikilas HaVeishe, to Nikilas HaDakim. V'ei Nikim Dereg HaNivloim, Nivloim Derech HaVeishe, Ta'lino Yisa V'bliyas HaVeishe, that's the main reason. יש אבריה סבנשן, מבריה סקונה, ומטעם זה במחת קטינטה, תחיל במחור עניין, מפני שעונרים שנכנס דרך הבנשן. אבל בקופה לגב, תראים מה כשצד העוף הוא כלפי הרייש, ואחד הוא כלפי החורו, אמרים לו שנכנס דרך הקונה בצד אחד, וניקה בחיבודה. הוא יתבוס על הקונה, והוא יתבוס לה במוקף ליטרה ומירה. All right, then he has seven cashes. Then, paragraph of doubt. ושיטה סביב זר, ויועים עם שיטו סיכים, וחיים שהכל איתו לא בקונה, ויחשים על כלל שנכנס דרך הדשא. אלו דרך הקונה נכנס. אנחנו רואים את זה, כל התנאים של הרמב״ם, הוא נרש בו, so, we always assume that he took the root by a simple penis. Whether the eye of the needle is with bar or with gar, In any situation, we assume that he took the root via the simpanis. But if it is so, the chim shakovi told the corner, the chashim of Paul shenichnas derech haveish, el derech hakonu nichnas. The lochim be kupel in bar, kleima, shakupel it's an orange, the achut it's an acholo, if the eye of the needle is towards the top, towards the head of the baby. And the point of the needle is towards the bottom of the needle. Rachol. Kishenichnas le'akone. In other words, so then it means with the point. It's traveling that way, with the point. So when it entered the trachea, kishenichnas le'akone, ve'akone tolu imato, harbu ma'alim v'areye bo'ucho, ha'machadere chekeya, ad shenichnas mozakone, v'lochein, חששים שמונותה בחוד, שמונותה בחודי דרך חיוכי בקני הקוראית, שמקומו סומרים משהו. In other words, so then, so we anticipate the possibility, since it was traveling that way, with its point, onward, with its point, and that's very thin, and it's likely, as it passes, so to rub against the defense of the Knei HaKoleit, so she calls him a mashu, in other words, the Knei HaKoleit, so we learn the Gemara, there's a Bina Keva. So in other words, so even if it may perforate the Bina Keva, the mashu, so it's slave, so the melee on its way in the course of its passage, so it dropped against, it bumped against the defense of the Knei HaKoleit and the Bina Keva, and it was Minaki. I will be coming with God, but if it travels this way, this, when it bumps, when the thick edge of the needle bumps and collides with the Deifen of the Knei HaKoleit of the Vina Keva, it's not likely to pierce it. If the point bumps against, collides with the Deifen of the Vina Keva, so then it's likely to perforate it, to pierce it. But if the thick edge, if it travels this way with the thick edge, it's not likely to pierce it. Vaineshakupo, our kupo legal, vaineshakupo, with a hole, va kupo with a range, she has the kupose, va kupo in the kemlik shale. Alright. This is pointed out by the Rashbo and this Gemara, but the Or HaShulchan explains it. Now, Harum Achte, the Ishtaka, this is Bene Rabbe de Kvei, in the portal bay of the covenant. Hune mar brede ra vide to rabade ba miume machshe o se shalu le rabine so le es di shalu of rabine omo lu shkile gwine di tropoi. In other words, rabine held that it's kosher if he machat is found in bed in the port of vein, so then it's kosher. So the male of those who are matri shalu kibin, so they are maziki. So you can have an attachment upon the Dayoni, the Chachoni, who are matri, a needle that was found embedded in the portal bay. Right. Hune ma'ato, because so va'ani kubenoki, shalu nichniso le derech ha'veishe, v'nokvo keres ha'veishe to'idaki v'yotz. And the other one is machshir, because since it was found in the portal bay, so we should not assume that it took the usual route.